on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
Y'all like the sound of this, man.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow
me on
Twitter.
Y'all ready, man? The social network.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
We better see a whole bunch of followers after this.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
Ain't no excuse.
Hit me up on Facebook, follow me on Twitter.
I want y'all to add me.
Hit me up on Facebook.
Welcome to a Kairos Moment podcast, helping small business owners and entrepreneurs save time and money through tips and strategies. I am your host, Sean Heineman, and you can visit our website at kairossocial.com. How are you doing, everyone? I hope all is well. Today's topic, we're going to address two reasons why your social media strategy isn't working. I know in today's world of blogs and podcasts and videos and slide shares, there's so much information that we can share online that sometimes it can become overwhelming. And I get it totally, because doing social media strategies and also my other business with doing relationship coaching, it can become tiring. You can become really tired and not be able to find something to discuss. One thing that I have learned, and there's two strategies that I'm going to give you and that's going to help you in this process, because too many people, they start well, they storm in the gates. I mean, they come out and they are really excited about blogging and doing videos and stuff like that. Then all of a sudden they run out of gas. And I want to give you two reasons why and how and what I do to continually come up with fresh content to keep people engaged when they visit our website or our blogs or podcasts or videos. So, two reasons why your social media strategy isn't working. Number one is you aren't consistent enough. That's one reason why you aren't consistent enough. And what happens is, if you're blogging, say you have people who subscribe to your blog or your video or your podcast via RSS. And if you don't know what an RSS feed is, I talk about that in another one of my podcasts. What the heck is an RSS feed, right? But when you have people that subscribe to you or that's on your mailing list, if you aren't consistent enough, pretty soon they're going to forget about you. So say you blog, video, or podcast, or you create slide shares, say every Monday, right? You come out with one every Monday. Those people that subscribe to you, they're actually looking for you to come out with something new every week. And when you aren't consistent, and don't get me wrong, I understand life happens, you know, kids, work, school, all kind of different things. I totally get it. So I'm not being insensitive here. But what I am saying is, if you're trying to build something, if you're trying to build your brand or your business, if you aren't consistent enough, people will forget about you. Remember, there's so many people and businesses that's vying for your attention via social media. So when someone subscribes to you and they download the app, they're listening to your podcast or your video or whatever. And then if you're not consistent, pretty soon they're just going to erase the app, maybe because they run out of space on their phone, you know, because when you come out with something new, they get that notification on their phone. That's the cool thing about someone subscribing to your video or your podcast or your SlideShare or your blog via RSS, right? That's the cool part. So once they get into that rhythm of you being consistent, they're always going to look forward to you sending that new video or that new blog or podcast. So one of the reasons why is because you aren't consistent enough. So make sure that you are consistent, because, and here's a tip for something that I do. One thing that I do is I record my shows or podcasts or videos. I record them in batches. And what I mean by when I batch my shows, I'm recording videos or topics or podcasts at least a month in advance, at least 4 weeks. So that way, if something does happen, I have everything already loaded. It's already in the queue. All I have to do is publish it where it actually goes live. So that's one thing that really helps me. So you have to learn how to batch and be ahead of the learn, be ahead of your audience in terms of dates. So that way, if you record four shows in, say, August, then that way, again, if you're dealing with something or you're busy, all you have to do is hit publish, and they're going to automatically upload themselves for the date and time that you have them set. Number two reasons why your social media strategy isn't working is you give up too soon. Now, this is the part where people, they get so upset because they aren't seeing results that day. People are, you know, attention spans are really short. I mean, you have to put in the time. I've been doing this for years, especially even with my relationship coaching. I've been doing that since 2008. Doing Cairo social media marketing, I've been, the business has actually been in existence for a year, but I've been doing social media marketing for years, right? And you start to gain traction because people start to see you consistently. Remember, we just talked about that. When they see you consistently, then they will start to take notice of you. But if you give up too soon, then no one's going to, people just going to forget about you. Because remember, there's millions of businesses out there that's vying for your attention on your phone, you know, through social media. So don't give up. Don't give up too soon, because if you are consistent and if you don't give up, you will start to see some results. You will start to see you bringing in some income, or people leaving comments on your blogs and on your videos, and they start to share your content. So don't be so quick to give up. Make sure that you put in the necessary work. You got to put in the sweat equity. I know it isn't sexy, but believe me, it pays off. That's just like anything else, right? I mean, if you exercise for 1 week and you're looking for results, you got to be consistent. You got to put in the necessary time to see results. And that's with anything in life. So that's the same thing if you expecting to grow your business. You can't give up too soon. You have to keep fighting. Now, I know there are some times where you should just throw in a towel with certain things. Maybe it was a bad idea, or, you know, maybe it was a bad business strategy, but you have to know that. But if you really have something that's really good and people are paying attention to, and you start to see people are sharing your content, you know, don't give up too soon. Don't throw in a towel. So that's your Kairos moment. Two reasons why your social media strategy isn't working is because you aren't consistent enough and you give up too soon. So make sure you visit our website at kairossocial.com. And I also have two speaking engagements coming up this month. And on August 22nd, I actually have two classes I'll be teaching. And then we also have the Cairo Social class free event coming in October. We landed another sponsor, so I'm definitely excited about that. You'll hear some of their commercial spots on a Kairos moment as well. Make sure that you subscribe to our podcast via Stitcher or iTunes. You can also hear a Kairos Moment podcast on iHeartRadio. I am your host, Sean Heineman. Take care. I'll talk to you next week.
Don't have a social media department for your business? At Kairos Social, we meet all your social media needs, giving your business an online presence. We offer services such as consultation, podcasting, web design, mobile, building your subscriber list. Call us for a free consultation, 602-334-3164.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.